Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let him ride. Let him ride. Let the Spirit of Christ rise up in you. Allow him to have that part of you. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, draw the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. With any further ado, I want to ask Pastor Bill, he should get us started this week with a word of prayer, and we'll go forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. I like to read Psalms 100 and verse 4. Enter his gate-giving, go into his court with praise. And that was from the New Living Translation. From the King James, it said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, giving you thanks, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we ask that you will bless our pastor as he teaches the word. Allow the Holy Spirit to be in him as the word goes forth today, Father God. We're praying for our listeners, those who have called in and those who are listening by internet, Father God. We're praying, Father God, for them as well. Guide and direct them also, Father God, as we all study your word together. Be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. We still continue to pray for Sister Laura, Father God, because oh, you are working things out for her good. And not only her good, but all of us, Father God. No matter what we may be facing, no matter what we're going through, we know you are in control. Because we can never depart from your presence, Father God. You're always with us, Lord. So bless each and every one. Be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer, for your word says by your stripes we're healed. So help us to just stand on your promises, Father God. Lord, be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. Comfort their hearts and give them peace. Be with those that are going through, Father God. Help them to make the right choice, the right decision, Father God. And may your word bubble up in their heart, or may someone bring the word to them, speak the word, and speak encouragement in their hearts as they go through, Father God. And Lord, we just so thankful for your word today. We're thankful for our pastor because he's so dutiful and diligently teach this word and faithful, Father God. Continue to bless him as well. We plead the blood of Jesus on this broadcast and on each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, have your way. Open up our hearts to receive your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Beautiful prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, this week's going to be a little different. How you ask, I'm not sure. I just know the Spirit told me it's going to be a little different. So, and one reason it's going to be different is because the enemy ain't going to be able to find you. And the reason why is because you dwell in God's secret place. Everybody can go there. Dwelling in God's secret places. That's going to be part of our subject this week. Dwelling in God's secret places.
All right.
And we're going to start, and let me say this too, before I get really into this. Of course, we're going to Psalms 91. Of course, we're going to Psalms 91. Don't even think about it. Now, how many verses we do there and so forth. But that's going to be our jumping off places. The subject is going to be part of it now, is dwelling in God's secret places. See, when you start having fellowship with God, you learn, hey, man, there's a secret place, hey, with God. So we want to talk about that. And especially in the world that we're living in now, brothers and sisters, you need to be in God's secret places. We are, whether it's killing, it's a shame you can't knock on the door. Can't knock on the door without being afraid of dying or just your car break down, anything. And not just one set of people. I'm talking about what the enemy is doing. White, black, it doesn't matter. Young, old, he's stealing, killing, and destroying. So our job should be being God's secret places. See, in a world experiencing wars and rumors of wars and danger of every kind of conflict that's going on, to know that God has promised to protect his people.
Thank you, Lord.
We not make, you know, I'm just saying, we may not all be on the front line of a natural war, but we all face an enemy who's intent to steal, kill, and destroy us. But however, we must always remember our God is more powerful than the devil. Doesn't care what he brings, God got an answer for him. Jesus got an antidote for him. When he brought the storm and called himself going to mess up the wind, Jesus had peace there.
Hallelujah.
So when we make God our refuge, and now I look up that word too and I think about it, God being our refuge, we have that security in him. Just look at a newborn babe wrapped in a warm, secure blanket. God's wrapped us up in his love, his power, his protection. That's why I want to go to Psalms 91. As, I'm not sure how many verses we're going to read from this, but the subject today or for this week is going to be dwelling in his secret places. If there ever was a time we need that is now. So we're probably going to point out five things this week that's going to be important. I don't know if we're going to get to it today or not. But one thing we're going to point out, God's protection means you are in accessible to the enemy. No matter what the circumstances, Satan ain't going to get to you. Don't care what you think or feel. You're going to be in God's secret place. God has covered you with a guaranteed and with a garment of light. And for that reason, you can feel secure now. You can feel secure. Thirdly, he's going to keep a shadow of the word over you. So no fiery dots of the devil can penetrate your life. That's going to stop as of today. But you got to agree with the word of God. Now, you can't just wait on God to do everything. Now, whatever God say, you say. Don't say anything any different. You don't have to talk. So we're going to deal with that. Your security will be determined by how much time and attention you give to God and his word in this life. You know, just having a Bible doesn't mean anything. Just because you read it doesn't mean anything. You got to study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God, not unto some counsel, not to try to prove that you're a preacher or what. No. Your studying, the way you study, is going to be unto God, not unto some preacher, but unto God. And then lastly, before this week out, we want to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. And we want to talk about that, show you how to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. So let's begin with the Psalms 91. And I'm going to tell you a little story, too, as we get to that. I've known people who have kept this and have kept them protected. I don't know who I'm talking to. If you're going through something and you're out there and you need protection, Psalms 91, you want to live there and confess that all the time. I know a friend of mine had said that it was this group of men who were the commander, I don't know, World War II or Vietnam War, whatever. But anyway, he made all his troops every day say Psalms 91, every day, whether they liked it or not, he had them to say it.
All right.
And I mean, I've heard other similar stories. I remember this one house that the children were not allowed to leave the house until they said Psalms 91. They could say anything else they wanted to say, but they had to say something out of Psalms 91.
All right.
That's the kind of protection God has provided for us if we stay true to it. So Psalms 91, and don't want to get too carried away here. Let's probably read, let's see. I want to say the first, it's going to be within the first 13 verses. So let's start with the first 7 verses first. He that dwelleth in the secret places. Well, I got this other person here too. Excuse me, trying to get my computer right. Okay. He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Can't get this. And under his wings shall thy trust, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fell by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. From the Message Bible. You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shadrach's shadow, say this: God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge, outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not diseases that prowl through the darkness, not disasters that erupt at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and less, no harm will even graze you. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, when you're in God's secret place, anyone can come up with the, that is not covered by the promises or protection that is in word, in the Word of God. I don't care what you come up with.
Mm-hmm.
This
Amen.
Psalm will cover it for you. He has provided a shield that is our for the taking. But see, you got to want this and you got to confess this. Lord, shield me. In fact, according to Psalm 61 and 3, God has been a shield for me and a strong tower from my enemy. See, you're walking around here and you don't know. God already got a tower, a strong tower against your enemy for you. You ain't got to worry about that. God himself is our shield and our refuge. You know, in the dictionary, when you define the word refuge as that which shields or protects from danger, well, when I look at that, I think about stress. Some people right now, God wants you to know that he's protecting you from the stress. Stop worrying about your children, grandchildren, what this person going to do, what that person going to do, you getting put out. Stop worrying about that stress. Start confessing you're in God's secret place.
Yeah.
It's so much to know what's happening in God's secret place this week. All kind of calamities are going on. All kind of changes are going on. You have to remember, God is a stronghold which protects by his strength.
Mm-hmm.
He's protecting you. We don't care what the enemy do. That security, you're safe with him by being in his secret place. Not any place, but his secret place. And Psalms 91 and 4 tells us, under the wing shall you trust and find refuge. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Start leaning to what you know. Yeah, I know you know this, and you've been educated, and you have this degree and that degree. No. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. And he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. I think that's somewhere around Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. Listen, brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry because you're under the shadow of the Almighty. You're under his wing. He is your refuge. God is a place of safe from any enemy. So hopefully this week we're going to talk about at least five ways God keeps you safe in this dangerous world. And trust me, we're in a world. I mean, if I turn on the news, people say, you know, I don't watch the news because it's so depressing. It ain't depressing to me. It's information for me. I get the information, and then I go to the Word of God, and God showed me that, yeah, you're in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go and knock on a person's door without being afraid of getting shot. Don't turn in nobody's driveway unless you're ready for a bullet to come your way. See, this is the kind of stuff you need to pay attention to. And this is the number one reason God's protection means you are inaccessible to the enemy, no matter what the circumstances are. And stop judging yourself. Well, I didn't do this. I didn't. One lady told me one time, she said, I didn't go to church, so I just go. Man, let that garbage go. God doesn't judge things like that. That's not how God handled his business. That Satan wants you to feel guilty. Therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, you walking after God's Spirit. I don't care what you've done in your past. I don't care what you're doing now. You walking after the Spirit of God, God got you. He's taking you to his secret places and protecting you. So that's how men and women throughout ages have been able to walk unharmed through all kinds of danger situations. You know why? I look at the book of Daniel, how Daniel survived the lion's den. Let's read that over there in Daniel 6. Listen, brother, sister, God don't change. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he'll protect them for whatever situation they were in, what make you think God is not protecting you? Mm. Oh, because you got your eyes open and you see this. Man, God protecting you.
Thank you.
God was Daniel's refuge in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. Pastor, you have Daniel 6 and read 16 through 22 for me, please.
Okay. 16 to 22, reading from the Message Bible. From the King James. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion's den. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, will he deliver thee? And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments or music brought before him and hid from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lion? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt?
Mm.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Listen, brothers and sisters, you may look at yourself as not being in the lion's den. Matter of fact, you may not even seen a lion. But here's the thing. It's a situation. Look at it as a situation. That's how God does. He handles the same. I mean, you can go over there to Daniel 3 with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they throw them in the fiery furnace. They said, we still not going to serve your God. We don't care about that. See, certain things you care about, certain things you don't. You don't care about what the adversary is doing. That's not your job. Your job is to care about what God is doing for us. That's our job. That's our job. We ain't worried about no king. We ain't worried about no lion. We ain't worried about what you gonna do. It's not about what you going to do. It's about what God is going to do for us. He got our back. You are protected, brothers and sisters. No matter what. Don't tell me about the second circumstance. Don't tell me what you didn't do. And don't tell me what you hadn't done. Don't tell me about the... No, you're in God's secret place. And when you get in that secret place with God, you find out a whole lot of things. Now, here's the key. You got to live in that. So John 15:7 says to abide in it. The word abide means to set up residence. Plan on living there. No matter what, I'm going right back to the Word. I'm going back to the Word. Every time the circumstances come, I'm going back to the Word. And he is able to deliver you. And if not, know this, we're still not going to serve your God. We're still going to believe in God. Come hell or high water, we stand with God through the whole matter, through the whole situation.
Amen.
That's what's important, okay? You're in God's secret places now, his secret place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're at the place where if you had any questions, want to share a testimony, or if any questions about anything that we're going to talk about this week, you can ask, or if you want to add something, you're more than welcome to do so at this point in time. Just press 1. Just press 1.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read Daniel 3 and verses 16 through 18, reading from the King James. And it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen, amen. What great faith.
And I want to thank these listeners that are listening from all over, especially those that are from California. They're getting up early in the morning and sharing some things. We appreciate you, those listeners. We see from Minnesota. We thank God for you as well. And anyone want to have anything to say, press 1. Okay, here's a listener. Last number is 2963. Your last numbers are 2963. You're on the air.
It's Laura. God bless you all. I just wanted to share from Isaiah 43 in the King James Version. And it just reminds me of the same type of promise that God gave us, just as he gave Daniel. He also said it to Isaiah. And all of us, and he says, but now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. So that's actually one of my favorite scriptures, because it just reminds me the value that I have in God's sight. And no matter when we pass through these waters, these dark times, these situations that I've seen, like my court situation, it still just reminds me, like, God is with me through it. When you come out of this, it's not going to overwhelm you or anything. If anything, these fires will refine you, and it's going to perfect you to the image and the molding that God intended for me to be. So I thank God for his word. It's alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. And thank you for the word today.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's
Amen.
A word for somebody who knows who exactly for, but you need to hear that. See, God take us through these places. That's just to make us stronger. That's to purify. See, that's to bring the best out of us. And anything that don't need to be in us, that God purifying us through his word. See, that's what fire does. It purifies you. So a lot of times we ain't think, but know that you're in the shadow of the Almighty. And God will protect you. Thank you so much, Laura, for that comment. Another one of our listeners. Thank God for her. And waiting for her to come on a little early so she can start doing a prayer too for us as well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Lord telling me something in her. So I just want her to be able to share a testimony and also be able to pray and do some things. I want you all to know, if the Lord puts something in your spirit to do on this broadcast, you're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Just want you to know, as long as we're in the Word of God now, those that have been following this broadcast for years and years and years, they know we don't stand a whole lot of foolishness on here. You come with the Word, stay with the Word, and leave with the Word.
That's right. Amen, amen. Amen,
Anyone else?
Pastor, I'd just like to read Psalms 91, verses 10 and 11. It says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Amen, amen. So we just thank God for his angels keeping charge over us. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about anything coming up against us. Praise God.
Well, tomorrow we're going to pick up on that. We're going to pick up on Psalms 91 again. We'll probably do from 7 to 11, may even do further. But I think we went to 6 today, so tomorrow we'll do from Psalms 91, 7 through 11. And there again, I'm subject to the Lord. So if he don't change it, that's what the plan is. But it's just something to change at any moment, because I don't know who's going to be on here. And the Lord said, say this word, because I know it's for somebody. And that's what we're here, to help one another. So
that's
tomorrow
right.
We'll be doing Psalms 91, 7 through 11. Anyone else have anything else to say? That's something you can study and kind of get into it with us on tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited about the Word of God. I thank each and every one of you that are listening by internet, and those that are listening today didn't say anything or didn't match one. It's okay. We love you. We sometimes your spirit needs to hear things. So I totally agree with that. And, hey, I just pray to God you take that word, bind it in your spirit, and know that you're living in God's secret place.